These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to the Qayshi Tapes podcast. I'm John Hewlett, along with the mighty Favaz.
Hello, John.
And it's time to do another interview. And today, we're going back to the year 2017, so not all that long ago, four years ago. It's an interview that I did with Carl Middleman, Carl the intern, who was part of the morning show at that time. And we interviewed the drummer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad Smith.
Great guy, super nice guy.
You've talked to him in the past?
I've talked to him. I've met him. I interviewed him in person when the Chili Peppers played with Space Hog. Do you remember that band?
Yes.
Qayshi played a song. Mm-hmm. And I remember I interviewed Chad at Enterprise Center, what is now Enterprise Center, and he was cool. And then I would subsequently meet him later on when he was in Chickenfoot, and he was always at Sammy's shows for his birthday bashes and things like that. And he's a really good guy. And you know, I mean, at the start of this interview, I mean, people are going to hear that he talks to you like he's known you forever.
Okay.
You know?
Well, so. Let's see. I don't even remember the conversation.
You don't? I don't. I listened to part of it, so.
Oh, okay. Gave yourself a little bit of a heads up.
I did.
Okay. So we'll start here, and sometimes on the air we have music playing in the background, but that'll fade out here as we get into the interview. Here we go.
Qayshi 95, it's Qayshi Morning Rock Show. You, man, Learn. Carl, the intern. Learn is off today. She'll rejoin us tomorrow when we do our show live from the American Legion Hall, which is in... Shrewsbury at the corner of Murdoch Cutoff.
And you know what happened in that DFW hall one time? I was doing a wedding reception with my mobile DJ system.
Okay, so wait a minute. This isn't the time that you were doing a broadcast the next day.
Yeah, no.
This happened way before.
This happened in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mid to late 80s.
All right.
I'm doing a DJ reception.
Did you have
a wedding
to poop?
Reception? No. Early in the reception, gentlemen. Drops on the, hits the floor.
Really?
Yeah. And is having a heart attack.
Oh, no.
And dies on the floor at the wedding reception.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And I was playing some music, you know, I think I was playing Aerosmith at the time, an Aerosmith song.
Playing Walk This Way?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. And I thought, what's the commotion? What's going on? Because I didn't see him fall.
Right.
But I saw people scream and started running over. So I thought, oh, I better go check this out because should I stop the music? What should I do? So I just kind of walked past nonchalantly and kind of looked over and I better turn this music off because this ain't good.
Wow. So they called the paramedics and everybody came in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Still got paid though.
And Lansdowne.
And I'll tell you. Mart across the street there.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a.
Do you tell the story here in this interview?
I might. I don't know.
A Velvet Freeze or an ice cream place, and we always used to go there all the time.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in South City.
Across the street there. And I have a story to tell about something that happened to me in that building tomorrow, too. Well,
I'm going to tell it tomorrow, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've heard it already.
Yeah.
Supposed to be speaking to Chad Smith.
Hey, but you got paid.
Yeah, I got paid.
All right.
Speaking to Chad Smith.
Hey!
Chad!
Chad
all right.
Smith!
Perfect timing, buddy.
Yeah, see that? Huh?
How about that?
Stuck in on you. I've been listening to you. I wait to see if you're going to say something nice.
Well, we always would say something nice about you. I can't think of one bad thing to say about you. I mean, everything you touch turns to gold, dude.
It's amazing.
how do you explain that? I mean, some guys get all the luck. I mean, obviously, there's talent and skill.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world. That's how I explain it.
Yes.
I just, you know, but you know, John, I'm a hard worker.
Well, actually, that's what I was going to say. I mean, hard work and talent and skill, I mean, that goes a long way into it. But you still got to have some luck.
Absolutely.
Everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be ready when opportunity comes and lucky and boom.
What is
like you.
What do you think?
John's been here for 41 years.
Exactly.
What do you think?
How did that happen? Who do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I know. I don't know.
You own it. You're rich. You own it.
What do you think is
he knows. You're the richest per capita. Yes, he knows.
Yeah.
Luckiest thing that ever happened to you.
And that was 4 years ago. The market's gone very well since then. So I'm even richer.
Let me see what he's with.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what Chad Smith is worth.
Go ahead.
It's that one thing that happened.
The luckiest thing that ever happened to me. There's a lot of luck.
Great question, John.
Things. That's a tough question, actually. You asked a tough question, John.
Well, that's what
but
I'm known for.
I did almost die in a motorcycle crash once.
Oh, man.
On Sunset Boulevard, there's a famous song from Jan and Dean called Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah.
Old, but I actually crashed on Dead Man's Curve.
Oh, wow.
Well, I didn't plan it.
Yeah.
And I crashed, had to lay down my bike because I was going to run into an oncoming car, and I flew into the oncoming lane, the second lane, it's a two-lane highway, and that car really didn't see me, and it stopped about 4 feet before it would have just ran me over.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that? I'll tell you, I know people love motorcycles, and
1-800-LAW-TIGERS, 1-800-LAW-TIGERS.
we help sell a lot of motorcycles on this radio station, and I can they're fun. There's no doubt about it, but I would never get on one, man. I'm scared to death of them.
It's dangerous. Yeah. And Chad is worth $90 million, by the way.
Wow.
90.
Wow. For being the drummer of a band, he's worth $90
million. Yeah.
Does he help write the songs?
I don't know if he did on the Chili Peppers or not. I mean, that's where he would make...
Yeah,
made most of his money. I'm not sure.
And I remember this is a lot of years ago, 20 years ago. And I remember thinking, like, I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. And now
you're dead.
So Red Hot Chili Peppers are on a break right now, and you're involved in something that's going to air on PBS. Yeah. Not here in St. Louis, unfortunately, tomorrow.
What?
I know.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have PBS in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah, they do, but our station is not running this feature tomorrow.
And even though it's great performances...
Oh, they're going to do it. You know what? They're going to do it later. They're saving the St. Louis market because you guys are so special. they're gonna air it a little.
This guy,
he's funny. He's a Chili Pepper man. He's funny.
He can spin some BS. I love him.
A bit later, which I'm not privy to that right now, but I'm going to call the people PBS right now. And find out and make sure it happens.
All right. Well, cool.
Yeah.
It's called Landmarks Live in Concert. And tomorrow's night's episode was supposed to be with the Foo Fighters. They performed at the Acropolis in Athens, Greece. And you went on that trip with them. And you on a trip with all these artists that are featured in this Landmarks Live concert. How'd you fit that into the schedule?
Well, partially true. I didn't get a chance to go with Brad Paisley, his landmark.
Well, he didn't miss anything there.
He grew up in West Virginia, is the football stadium where he went as a kid in West Virginia, and he played the outside of that stadium after one of their games, and that was his landmark. I didn't
BFD.
Get an opportunity.
BFD.
What does that mean?
Big fucking deal.
Oh, yeah.
Opportunity. I was busy with my band, but, schedules of people and when they're, the bands and the venues are available is a lot of, as you could imagine, a lot of moving parts. So, but yeah, I've been, I was fortunate to be with the Foo Fighters out in Athens. I mean, I'm not going to miss that.
Yeah.
No offense to the West Virginia people.
Right.
I love it. My dad's from West Virginia. I'm down with it.
Mm-hmm.
But Athens and, the beginning of Western civilization and then the Acropolis, 2,500-year-old venue that no major rock band has ever played, and then the Foo Fighters had never performed in Greece.
Yeah.
And they're my buddies. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talking to Chad Smith.
Wow. I've been there.
Oh, you've been to Greece?
Yeah, I've been to the Acropolis.
Wow.
Yeah.
What
that was the 2004 Olympics, the Summer Olympics.
Oh,
that was
right.
The centennial games.
Uh-huh.
And it was just going up there, and I'll just never forget it. It was cool. And then we ate at the Plaka, which is down below the Acropolis and stuff. And that's where they have all different kinds of shops and restaurants. Mm-hmm. And we had Tony Boozy Cruz and myself had a great meal.
You can walk into the structure?
I know. Where they played, I'm not sure. It sounds like they were set up like at. I know there are some like nice stadiums, if you will, but the Metropolis, the Acropolis. I mean that's. I mean you walked right up the hill. I mean there's some. I got some great pictures.
Yeah, but you can go into the building.
I think you can. Yes.
The concert was in the building?
No, I don't. I think it was an outdoor show.
Yeah.
And I think where they did it at, you know, they may call it the Acropolis, but maybe next to it or something like that.
Yeah, because you got to preserve that. You can't have people walking through all that.
Right.
That's from Red Hot Chili Peppers and from Chicken Foot. Sammy Hagar was just in town for our
50th birthday.
By the way, that is a man's voice you're hearing. That's Carl the intern.
Stop.
That's his town, man. He loves St. Louis.
And he said that there's possibly something brewing with Chicken Foot. Can you tell us anything?
Did he?
Yes, he did. Oh, he didn't tell you, huh?
That's news to me. Now, Sam, you know, God bless him. He's always wants to do stuff. And, you know, but again, we got complicated, busy lives. Joe, whose record Satriani, I just played on his solo album.
We're playing it.
Oh, he played on his solo album.
Back in 17.
You are? Which one?
We're playing the...
Energy?
Yes, we're playing Energy.
It's a toe tapper.
Oh, my God. That thing's got a lot of energy in it.
Yeah. Aptly titled. Name,
yes.
Yeah. So he's going out on tour with his band. He's got, you know, a whole tour to do. And, you know, Sam, I would love to do something, but, you know, we have to all be in the same place at the same time. So we'll see. You never know.
And how are Flea and your fellow bandmates in Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, they're good. Everybody's good, man. We just finished our tour. We've been on a 16-month tour. And
calling him Flea, was that inappropriate?
Well, he's not Flea.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Carl made it sound like I...
No, I don't know why he said... I don't even know Flea's real name. I mean, that's the bass player?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that he goes by. I don't know his real name. The other guy is Anthony Kiedis, and the guitar player is now John Frusciante, who had left the band before and things like that. So Flea's a great bass player.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm in New York. We just finished it. We did a stand-up for Heroes for the Veterans that they do every year here. John Oliver puts on a show, and we just played that with a bunch of comedians, which was really great, and we're honored to do that. And so
this guy just goes everywhere. He's amazing.
Oh, he's
and how about Will Ferrell? Maybe that comes up here. He's supposedly a...
They did a drum-off on the Fallon show.
Yeah,
because
he looks
funny.
Like Will Ferrell. Yeah.
We're done for a while. We're going to take a series of long naps, and then we're going to, recharge and start up again next year.
Everybody but you, again, because you are...
I'm like a horse. I kind of sleep standing up.
And, Chad, you're really good at this hosting stuff. We saw the Rush documentary last year, and you were hilarious in that.
Oh, I was telling a story about being in the parking lot smoking weed, that one.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm a truth-sayer. I can't help it. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't know how it would go, but I liked the concept, the idea, and then... What's been rewarding for me is I get to see how these other, you know, obviously talented artists, how they tick, what goes into their creative process and what they think about and love and they're passionate about. And I think maybe they feel a little more comfortable talking to a sort of a peer, somebody who also does what they do and an artist and a musician. I travel around. I play shows. I do that. You know, so they kind of maybe, you know, once they figure out that I'm not a jerk, they go, okay, he's not trying to dig up some dirt.
Are we jerks, John?
He just wants to talk.
What? Are we jerks?
I don't think so.
We're not in the field.
Yeah, no.
About music and the place that we're playing. And so, that's been really cool. It's been great. So far, so good. I haven't run into anybody that doesn't want to talk.
Yeah, we're speaking with Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers and Chicken Foot and so many other adventures he's involved in, including Landmarks Live in Concert, which is going to be airing on the PBS stations all across the country for a period of time now, although tomorrow night when Foo Fighters are on, it's not going to be here on Channel 9.
You can
9,
watch it on PBS.org.
Okay, and it'll probably be on in the future.
Tomorrow night, probably at 10 o'clock, it's going to be that Bob Ross doing the paintings.
I want to ask you, Chad, this. When Major League Baseball players or athletes get inducted in their specific Hall of Fames, they say it changes their lives. Is it the same for a musician? Because you are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What a question.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it makes you feel kind of old. I'm not dead, though.
Yeah, right.
Either dead or old people get into Hall of Fames. You know, I'm not one much to look back. I mean, I'm honored to be part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't get me wrong. But we're in the band as well. We're sort of forward lookers and not too much back. It does make you reflect, you know, on your whole career and your lives. And your mom's there and your sister. And it's great. And it's a great night. But, yeah, I'm trying to think of the next thing and the next song and the next whatever I'm going to do, you know, because I'm so passionate about music and, yeah, so, but no, people like you bring it up, you know, hey, you're in the hall, oh yeah, that's right, you know, wow, okay, cool, great. And I just...
So it doesn't change their lives much, really. Because Major League Baseball players, once you get that induction, you can go out and bunch of money for autographs.
HOF on the end of your name.
That's right. You know, it does change your lives, yeah, in a lot of ways.
I just voted for the new Hall of Fame. Now, since I'm in, you know, part of the club, you get to vote.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for, let me ask you, do you know who's up for it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, this is like 15 people, so you can only vote for five. So, who do you think I voted for?
I'm going to say Moody Blues.
Bon Jovi.
Nope. I'm not going to say Bon Jovi. I'm going to say The Cars.
Yes.
So, Dire Straits.
No.
MC5.
Yes.
Because you're from Detroit.
Yes.
That's right.
Rage.
No.
Oh, he voted. He didn't vote for Rage. He had some.
I can't wait to hear who he voted for.
Yeah.
Did you say yes to Moody Blues?
I mean, I know they're going to get in. You see, there's a way to, like, voting. I'm voting, like, you know what I mean? Like, Radiohead, I think, is going to get in. Uh-huh. So I didn't.
And they did, I think.
I think.
Yeah.
Vote for them.
Didn't vote for the Moody Blues. My God.
Radiohead is great, but I'm kind of the underdog guy. Yeah. So keep going.
Oh, so a Depeche Mode?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
I did. I think they deserve their thing that they do. They Yeah, they're really important for that thing.
Eurythmics.
No.
Judas Priest.
Yes.
All right.
I'm a meddler.
I think we got them all, didn't we?
Is that it? I think I voted for...
LL Cool J?
No, unfortunately. I mean,
Nina Simone. The Meters. Jay Giles.
Jay Giles. No.
I know. I would love. I just feel like it's a waste. And it's just not. The Meters. Love the Meters.
They should
get in. They're not going to get in. MC5 not getting in.
Rufus and Chaka Khan.
No. They're like the. There's that one soap opera star that's up for the Emmy every year. Never gets it.
Susan Lucci.
Yeah, Susan Lucci of the Hall of Fame.
All right, Chad.
That's terrible. No, Sheik is. Sheik's the food.
Yeah, Sheik is. Yes.
Yeah, Sheik is. Sheik's in there every year.
The Sheiks?
Yeah, Sheik. C-H-I-C.
Oh, Sheik.
Yeah,
yes,
Sheik.
Yes, yes.
What was their big disco hit? They have one disco hit, and they're in there every year as a nominee. Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't remember it either.
Yes.
Nominated 17 times. No.
Yeah, and that becomes a badge of honor.
With, like, you know, somebody's one of the main voters' husbands or something. I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
All right.
No, I mean, it's cool. It's great to be part of it, and I think so. Hopefully, it'll work out for everybody.
All right, Chad, we got to run here.
Man.
We know that other stations are beckoning for you. All right, buddy, take care. Thanks for being with us here on Casey in St. Louis. Chad Smith, drummer, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There you go.
Hey, he was good, man.
Yeah, he was good.
He was fun.
Perfect example of, you got a good interviewer, piece of cake.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, he's really, I mean, and in person, he's the same way, man. He just talks to you. He's fun.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Hope you enjoyed that episode of the Casey Tapes. Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I'm Favaz. AMF.
Bye.
The Casey Tapes with U-Man and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.